President Donald Trump says that Attorney General William Barr will step down just before Christmas, and Deputy Attorney General Jeff Rosen will become acting Attorney General. The announcement was made after Barr's visit to the White House on Monday. Barr was a staunch ally of Trump, but there's been tension between the two over Trump's claims of election fraud and the investigation into President-elect Joe Biden's son. President Xi Jinping says China is willing to work with all countries to promote international poverty reduction. He made the remarks in a letter of congratulations to the International Forum on Sharing Poverty Reduction Experience. The president warned that the cause of poverty reduction is facing severe challenges brought about by the COVID-19 pandemic. He's calling for greater efforts to accelerate the process. China's lifted nearly 100 million poor people in rural areas out of poverty over the past 8 years. Premier Li Keqiang says China is willing to deepen cooperation with all countries to facilitate trade and investment. He's delivered a speech via video link at an event marking the 60th anniversary of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. The premier said China is willing to work with the market to make its macro policies continuous, effective, and sustainable, and maintain its economy in a reasonable range. He called for joint efforts to maintain the stability of the global industrial chain during the COVID-19 pandemic. Figures from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development show that gross domestic product in the G20 area rebounded by 8.1% in the third quarter, but remained 2.4% below its pre-crisis high of the same quarter a year earlier. GDP in India rebounded strongest by close to 22%, compared with a fall of 25% in the second quarter. Turkey and China were the only economies recording positive growth. Turkey's GDP increased by 5.4%, while China's went up 4.9%. The biggest vaccination campaign in U.S. history kicked off as health workers administered shots to protect people from COVID-19. The first batch of 3 million doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine is being shipped across the country, with more to arrive each week. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says vaccinations will take place in nursing homes.
We expect to see vaccinations in nursing homes this week, and literally by next week, these pharmacy chains should have the ability to execute vaccination programs daily in thousands of long-term care and assisted living facilities and progress quite rapidly.
Later this week, the U.S. regulators expected to decide whether to greenlight Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine. China's market regulator says it'll fine Alibaba Group, Tencent-backed China Literature, and smart locker company Hivebox 500,000 yuan, or roughly $76,000 each, for not reporting deals for anti-monopoly reviews. The cases involve Alibaba's investment and acquisition of Intime Retail, China Literature's acquisition of New Classics Media, and Hivebox's acquisition of China Post Smart Logistics. The penalties come after authorities vowed on Friday to strengthen anti-monopoly efforts and prevent the disorderly expansion of capital next year. China's housing market generally remained stable in November, with slower month-on-month growth in home prices in major cities. New home prices in Beijing, Shanghai, Guangzhou, and Shenzhen rose by 0.2% month-on-month in November. The prices of pre-owned houses in those first-tier cities rose by 0.5% month-on-month. On a month-on-month basis, new home prices in 31 second-tier cities and 35 third-tier ones both edged up by 0.1% in November.